the lunchtime edition. A government senator suggests raising the retirement age for parliamentarians to 60 or 65 to more closely align with that of ordinary citizens. Meantime, the general secretary of the DLP thinks the cabinet is overpaid and their salaries should be cut. Tropical Storm Lee forms east of Barbados, predicted to soon become a hurricane, but one that will pass well north. The Met Department again warns of a heat spike coming from Thursday into Friday. The police issue a wanted notice for an 18-year-old man considered armed and dangerous. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is the latest. A member of the Constitution Reform Commission, Government Senator Gregory Nichols, believes the pension age for parliamentarians should be reviewed and possibly raised to around 60 or 65 to more closely align with that of ordinary citizens. Mr. Nichols, Senator Nichols, in fact, was speaking on VOB's Down to Brass Tax program, where the issue of salaries and other benefits for MPs and cabinet ministers was a discussion point.
The fact of the matter is that from April 2023, the basic salary package for the UK's Prime Minister is inclusive of £80,807 for the role of Prime Minister, and in addition, £86,584 for his serving as an MP. This gives the British Prime Minister a total compensation package of about £107,391, or nearly $433,000 a year in Barbados currency, before his allowance. The Barbados Prime Minister's salary plus entertainment allowance is £281,866.37, a whopping $150,000 less than the UK Prime Minister's salary.
The brass tax discussion was triggered by a statement issued yesterday by Senator Nichols, in which he responded to a tweet from the Democratic Labour Party President, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood. Dr. Yearwood reportedly alleged that the Barbados Prime Minister is paid more than the UK Prime Minister's annual salary, an accusation denied by Senator Nichols. But also speaking on Down to Brass Tax, the DLP General Secretary Steve Blackett argued that, in his opinion, the Barbados Cabinet is overpaid given what he considers to be their lack of results. Indeed, he suggested they should consider cutting their own salaries.
The incompetence that is being exhibited by the Barbados Labour Party's cabinet, we consider that to be a political cost overrun that the Barbadians cannot bear anymore. That is what we are saying. It is a cost overrun that the Barbadian population cannot bear anymore, and they have to adjust their salaries, they have to adjust their allowances, they have to adjust everything to do with the national insurance and the qualification for national insurance from 50 upwards. We are saying those are the kind of positions that we as politicians, new age politicians, we have to make.
Senator Nichols responded.
When they are in government, and they have been in government for the same amount of times as we, they have not cut their salaries, and we have gone through the worst economic times under the Democratic Party administrations. And they have not. In fact, they have cut the people's salaries, far less cut limbs. In fact, in 1991, they raised their salaries and then cut everybody else. So, but it said, and it was a tie. So is he saying now that based on the 10 glorious years that they had in government between 2008 and 18, are they willing to cut their pensions too? Because the people have, as he said, have put them in the dock and have found them wanting. Are they saying that because of the sacrifice, will they make cut their pensions as well?
Government Senator Gregory Nichols in the Lunchtime Edition. Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins, is calling on health officials and the manufacturing sector to have a singular voice in the proposal to introduce front of package labeling on food items. Speaking at the Barbados Childhood Obesity Prevention Coalition workshop this morning, Senator Cummins lamented that key sectors are not hearing each other's concerns about the implications the changes will have in each area. She highlighted one example for local businesses.
In terms of businesses, we also have to hear from businesses and hear what their considerations are. I'm always sensitive when I listen to and work with the business community that businesses, most of the businesses in this country are locally owned. Their costs, their carrying costs are quite high, and as Minister of Energy, oftentimes I am faced with the reality that their carrying costs on recurring expenses on a monthly basis are driven by energy costs and labor costs. Everything else is on a lesser scale. So we have to rationalize how we roll out new initiatives like this with a transitional time frame that allows them to adapt.
She said the same approach must occur in the manufacturing sector. The RED Foundation is starting a new program to monitor 60 at-risk young people who live in the parish of St. Philip. Called the Community High Achievers Mentoring Program, the pilot project that will run for 1 year and is expected to begin by early February 2024. It will target young people between the ages of 7 and 18 years old. Speaking during the launch of the program, Chairman of the Foundation, Alvin Jemmett, highlighted the importance of mentorship.
We simply embrace the idea that our youth need our help. They need guidance. They depend on us for leadership, and leadership we must give. So the whole idea of providing mentorship for our at-risk youth, especially those between the age of 7 and 18, we believe is paramount. We hear enough heartbreak stories, enough negative stories in our society. And the question then, therefore, is what are we doing about it? I'm here today to tell you that the RED Foundation is going to walk the talk and we're going to do something about it.
Chairman of the RED Foundation, Alvin Jemmett, the police have issued a wanted notice for a Silver Sands Christchurch man considered to be armed and dangerous. 18-year-old Rashawn Kangle, wanted for questioning in connection with what the police say are serious criminal matters. His last known address was McLean's Gap, Silver Sands. He's of dark complexion and has a slim build. A man from the Pine, St. Michael, reported missing by his girlfriend, 39-year-old Renison Graves of 43 Martins Road, the Pine, was last seen by his girlfriend, Jessie Taylor, on September 2nd. And what was a tropical depression just to the east of Barbados has been upgraded to a tropical storm. Tropical Storm Lee was upgraded yesterday afternoon and is now close to hurricane strength. The Met Office, however, predicts the storm should pass well to the north. As Tropical Storm Lee moves northwestward, wind speeds in Barbados forecast to decrease and result in very hot conditions Thursday night into Friday across the island. Our top stories. A government senator, Gregory Nichols, suggests raising the retirement age for parliamentarians to 60 or 65 to more closely align with that of ordinary citizens. Meantime, the General Secretary of the DLP thinks the cabinet is overpaid and their salaries should be cut. Tropical Storm Lee forms east of Barbados, predicted to soon become a hurricane that will pass well north. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
You may listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news.